So firstly, I would like to just share, before I tell you how Family Service got involved in assisting me, I would like to share what I experienced so you could understand how, you know, how important it was for organizations to get involved to assist. I have come to a realization that I was so deceived by the standards set by society of having this perfect life that society deems to be successful. The pressure of having a successful career, successful marriage, white picket fence house, a good vehicle and children, then you appear to have everything in life to get society's approval and find happiness. I believed that I was lacking the successful marriage, so I desired to have this, and this would be my second failed marriage. I went into the relationship choosing to overlook all the red flags, fear of being alone and not having that perfect family. The abuse manifested itself so subtly, starting out with verbal and emotional abuse. It worsened due to financial pressure when my qualifications as a registered nurse, midwife, and lawyer was not recognized in Canada. And therefore, I was unable to find work in those careers. I sought help from the community where we were very closely connected with, and they turned me away, stating that I'm not portraying a respectable relationship in public, and I should not have those expectations on the community. When we got news that the extension of our work permit was refused last year in March, my husband was devastated and extremely angry with me. He blamed me for it because I did the application and became physically violent with me. I contacted the police and they were responsive and helpful. They arrested him when they saw the bruises on my body and advised me to leave the house as it would be for the safety of my child and I. After leaving the house, I soon found out that child protection could not provide me emergency housing due to the fact that I did not have status in Canada. They instructed me to give my child to her father since he had stable housing and I didn't. I refused to allow this to happen as her father was known for aggression and violence. I prayed for a miracle at that point, and a miracle happened. Interval House just happened to have a room available at the right time. And I did all the necessary applications for a temporary resident permit, income assistance, and immigration help with Classic Law. And while I was at the Interval House, I had an encounter with God, and he gave me a message from John chapter 4, which was about a Samaritan woman at the well, she was weary and burdened with life. She was married 5 times, and the man that she was with was not her husband. Jesus told her that if she drinks from the water at the well, she will be thirsty again, but if she drinks from the water that he will give her, she will never be thirsty again. But the water that he will give her will become in her a spring of water welling up to eternal life. The message that God was giving me on that day was that fulfillment could only come from Jesus Christ and not from the world or the standards that society has set for us. He was showing me that he is the truth, the way, and the life. My 30-day stay at the Interval House came to an end, and I pleaded with the director for an extension, but it was refused. Having no safe shelters to go to, being refused a TRP application, and not being approved for income assistance, I was devastated and forced to go back to the house to stay with my abusive husband, who welcomed me home. He contacted Mobile Crisis to escort me out of the house because I was unable to drop the charges against him. And the next day, I was left homeless with my baby. A friend of mine offered to let me stay with her for 5 days only. I constantly looked for shelters, and there was no available shelters. I had no choice but to go back to the house. At the same time, I was constantly being harassed by Child Protection and Mobile Crisis, threatening to apprehend my child from me. The house became a hostile and toxic environment for the baby and I, which caused me to become depressed and losing hope in life. until I realized that my circumstances were beyond my control. I went on my knees and prayed, asking Jesus Christ to help me and for God's will to be done in my life. Immediately, I saw miracles happening, with income assistance being approved and housing application subsequently being approved. All the right people and resources were sent my way, including family service, without me even making an effort. When I moved to my new accommodation, God not only healed me from all the trauma I went through, but He also comforted me and gave me peace of mind that surpasses all understanding. Today, I can confidently say that my help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He promises that if we seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, all these needs will be met. Today, I have joy and contentment and confidence because I realize that my true identity is in Jesus Christ and not in anything of this world. Scripture says, "Do not be conformed to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind." In a world of hopelessness, God is my hope.
Marilyn, thank you so much for sharing that. I know it's not easy thinking back to all of those things that you've gone through, but you did, and we really appreciate it. And my hope is that somebody out there maybe might hear your story. If somebody relates to it, I hope that is a call out to them to maybe get the help that they need. And if somebody out there felt maybe like they needed a little bit of help in their life, but maybe there were some barriers, maybe they were held back by the stigma of getting help, and they were maybe holding themselves back from that, Marilyn, what would you say to them?
Yes, there is definitely a stigma attached to domestic violence. And I was also afraid to turn to anyone for help. I understand the fear of not getting the approval of society because I went through that. But I would advise you to be brave enough and bold enough to say, I'm done with this. You know, I'm done with letting my body be treated this way. I deserve better, you know. Therefore, I will advise them to seek help from Family Service Saskatoon, from the various organizations that's available. There's various organizations. There's Classic Law that assists with immigration help. A new organization came into place now, Hopeful Hearts, which is providing housing for people that are fleeing domestic violence. There's so many resources available in society today. I mean, in the community, that you can take advantage of. And there's counseling available with IPV. They were very helpful. They showed compassion towards my situation. They gave me all the right advice. They told me what is the cycle of abuse, which I didn't even know about. And what are the resources that I needed? They provided me an emergency cell phone in case I needed to make a call and I didn't have a phone. And, you know, their instincts were so good because I actually didn't. I ended up not having a phone when my husband took my phone away from me and I got to use that phone that they gave me. And they also connect you with various housing programs. And they assist you to get the help that you need, you know. But I have to say that God had put these organizations in place for a reason, for people to take advantage of what you have available to you. Come out of that toxic relationship or that abuse or that oppression or whatever you're going through, whatever struggle you're going through. There is hope in the hopelessness and you deserve better. You can find fulfillment in life if you make the right choices in your life. And I made the right choices in my life. I'm so thankful to God today that I have been healed and restored, and I have confidence that I never had before. And I have hope for the future. You know, there's hope for the future. You just need to make that choice to come out of that abusive relationship or come out of that depression. Go and get the help that you need where you can get the help. You know, Family Services providing counseling. If you are going through depression, there's counseling available. And I'm telling you, counseling is needed because trauma is something that you can only get through when you talk about it, especially to people that can understand and have experience dealing with situations like this, you know, the different types of struggles that people are facing in community. And I understand better than anyone what is the pressure that we have in society. But there is help and there is light in the darkness. Just remember that. So make that call. Make that call to IPV or make that call to Family Service and tell them, you know what, I'm in a situation and I need help. And they will tell you, you know what, there's these resources we can give to you, and there's these resources available that you can go to, and healing will start. Your healing will begin. That is when my healing started to begin, when I decided that I'm done with this abusive relationship. I'm done with chasing after things that never gave me fulfillment in life. I'm done with this depression. I can't do things on my own anymore. I need help. And God sent me that help through these various places that are available. So I say, seek that help and get healing, you know. Find hope in life, because hope is available if you just seek after it, you know. And don't do it on your own. Don't feel like you have to do things on your own. I thought that I had to do things on my own, but then when I realized that I couldn't do it, that's when everything worked out for me. And I turned to God and I said, I can't do it. And he sent the right help my way. So please don't do it on your own, because it will only lead to self-destruction. Let me put it that way. It was self-destruction for me when I kept going back to doing things on my own. So, yeah, that's what I have to share.
Well, Marilyn, I really appreciate that, because on one hand, it takes courage to get help, but it also takes a lot of courage to share your story, and we really appreciate you being on here today.
Thank you. It's a pleasure, and I hope that I just wish everyone peace, you know, and I hope that they find hope in the hopelessness and get the help that they need.